天告诉我们摩西会离开四十昼夜。
But people didn't know that.
但是底下的百姓不知道这个。
So people were starting to get restless.
所以人们就开始变得焦躁不安。
Have you ever been in a long lineup?
你有没有在排过长队？
Whether it's at the airport for the security checks or customs coming back into Canada.
不管是在机场等候安检，或者是回到加拿大的时候过边境。
Or you call the bank and you're waiting and waiting and waiting and it's still playing that stupid music.
还是你打电话给银行，然后在那一直一直一直等，然后耳边一直响着这个很愚蠢的这音乐。
Have you noticed that in the recent years there's a lot more screens telling you how long the wait's going to be?
因为发现近几年的话有很多很多的屏幕告诉我们需要等候的时间。
When you're at the security, and especially in busy airports like Toronto, it will tell you how long it will take for you to get through that security line.
在安检的时候就尤其像在多伦多这样的大机场会经常显示预计的要多长时间才能过安检。
And if you drive on highways, you may sometimes see a road sign that says it will take you 5 more minutes to get to where you need to go.
有的时候开在高速上 也可以看到上面显示的需要多长时间才能到你想要的那个出口。
Sometimes in the bank, when you're waiting on the phone, it'll tell you, you will have to wait for more than 30 minutes for us to get to you.
有的时候你给银行打电话的时候这自动音也会告诉你们你需要等候多长时间才能接到这个电话。
Why all these signs?
为什么有这么多的提示呢？
It is to calm people down.
是为了让人们能够冷静下来。
If you know how long you will have to wait to get to where you need to go, you may not be as mad.
如果你知道你还大概需要等候多长时间的话，你可能就不会那么的生气。
People get restless and upset when they don't know how long they're going to have to wait for.
当人们不知道他们要等多长时间的时候，他们就会变得焦躁，然后也变得不开心。
There was no sign at the bottom of the mountain saying Moses will return after 40 days.
在这山脚下没有一个标识，上面写着摩西需要多少天之后才就回来。
And people were getting upset.
所以百姓就不开心了。
To wait is a very important part of the Christian life.
等待是作为基督徒生活当中的很重要的一部分。
That's why the Psalms are filled with words that have the word wait in it.
这是为什么诗篇当中有很多很多的等待的词汇。
Psalm 27, wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord.
诗篇第二十七章第十四节，要等候耶和华，要坚定不移的等候耶和华。
Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him.
要在耶和华面前安静，耐心等候他。
I will wait for the Lord.
我会耐心等候耶和华。
Why is waiting so important?
为什么等待这么重要？
Because waiting is when temptation and doubt comes.
因为在你等候的时候，怀疑的试探就会到来。
Why are we stuck here?
我们为什么被困在这里？
Didn't God promise us to go to the promised land?
神不是应许我们要前往应许之地吗？
How will we know how to get there? Where is this Moses?
我们怎么知道我们要去哪里？这摩西去哪了？
When are we leaving?
我们什么时候出发呢？
Or how many of you parents have ever heard your kids in the back seat saying?
有多少家长就是开车的时候听到小孩在后面说？
Are we there yet?
我们到了吗？
So imagine these restless people starting to doubt God's promises.
所以想象这些焦躁不安的人开始疑惑怀疑神的保证。
And they gather around Aaron.
然后他们就聚集到亚伦周围。
Come, let us make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what happened to him.
说领我们离开埃及的那个摩西不知怎样了，你给我们造神像来带领我们吧。
The word fellow here is very unfriendly.
这个词汇是一个很不友善的一个词汇。
In fact, it is outright disrespectful.
实际上是一个充满一个很不敬的词汇。
This Moses,
就那个摩西
，Is he dead？
就他死了吗
？Did he get lost？
是吧？他是不是走丢了
？Well, who cares? We must move on.
就谁在乎他？我们必须要往前走了。
But we need something that everyone can see.
当然，我们需要一个所有人都能看得见的东西。
So make us a visual symbol of the God that led us out of Egypt.
所以为我们为让我们这些。为我们制造一个神像来代表这个带领我们离开埃及的那个神。
Have they forgotten the God who brought them out of Egypt?
他们难道就这么快忘记了那位带领他们离开埃及的神了吗？
Have they forgot the God who led them through the Red Sea?
忘记了带领他们穿过红海的那个神。
Did they forget the God who said, "Do not have a carved image of me?"
忘记了那位神说 不可敬拜任何雕刻的偶像。
Did they forget that they said at the foot of the mountain, they said everything the Lord commanded us, we will do?
他们难道忘记了他们自己在西奈山脚下说，耶和华所吩咐的，我们都愿意遵从。
Did they forget that they were so scared to approach God? They said to Moses, "You go, we'll stay here."
他们难道忘记了他们很怕神，所以他们对摩西说啊，你上去，我们待在这里。
You see, when we have to wait for God, temptation and doubt starts to come.
所以，当我们需要去等候神的时候，怀疑的声音就会来到这里。
I have read these words before from Charles Spurgeon. I'm just going to ask Frank to read it.
就说这在查尔斯布斯珍。就写下了接下来一段话，你不觉得应许也是为了不断的引导我们离开那些看得见的东西，一步一步往更高、更属灵、更看不见的方向走吗？一个活在上帝应许里的人，其实已经升到另一种范围里了，跟我们在日常生活中那些低归谷地所感受到的压抑完全不一样，这种境界更属灵、更高尚。也更让人振奋，我们得靠着神的能力才能被提升到这样高的信靠地步。我们的本性本来就爱贴着尘土不放，我们总被那种拜偶像的冲动缠住，老是想亲眼看见、亲手摸到、亲手抓住。我们信任自己的感官，却没有足够的智慧去信任我们的上帝。
We want a God who we can see.
我们想要一位我们能看见的神。
We can touch.
我们可以摸得着。
We can feel.
可以感受到。
A God that will respond to us when we call.
一位回应我们命令的神。
A God that will do whatever we want.
一位一位可以照着我们意思去办事的神。
Not a God that we can hear.
不是一位我们可以听见的神。
And must trust His words.
并且需要去相信他所说的话的神。
And so when God doesn't dance to our schedule,
所以当神不配合我们的时间的时候，
we want to have a God that we can touch and feel.
我们就想要一位能够看得见摸得着的神。
We are substituting the real God for something else.
我们是在用另外一种东西来替代真神。
Martin Luther says, man by nature is unable to want God to be God. Indeed, he himself wants to be God and does not want God to be God.
所以马丁路德说，人天生就不想让上帝当上帝，反倒自己想当上帝，根本不愿意上帝做上帝。
A very simple illustration will prove Martin Luther's point.
一个很简单的就能说明，很简单的事情就能说明马丁路德的观点。
Hey, Google, turn off the lights.
Hey, Google, 把灯关掉。
Alexa, set a timer.
Alexa, 设个时间。
Why is it that people are so obsessed with artificial intelligence?
为什么人们如此痴迷于 AI?
Because now we can speak and the AI talks to us.
因为现在就是我们一开口，然后 AI 就回应。
We just have to command and then the AI will do it for us.
我们只需要去命令，然后 AI 就会去做。
Do you remember in Genesis when God created, how did he do it?
大家记得在创世纪当中神创造时是怎么做的吗？
God spoke and everything happened.
神一说话，然后万物就 出现。
You see why we are so obsessed about AI? Because we are now becoming gods.
所以大家能看到为什么人们那么的痴迷于 AI 吗？因为就好想着就是我们是神一样。
Aaron was terrified by the people gathered around him. Imagine a whole horde of people gather around you and then start threatening you.
就想象一下，这个有很多人就围着你，所以当时那么多人围着亚伦，所以亚伦就很恐惧。
And Aaron then bowed to the pressure, and first he says, "Take off your gold earrings, and then give them to me."
所以亚伦就在这个压力下屈服了，所以就说啊，你们去摘下妻子儿女的金耳环，拿来给我。
Why does he need to take an offering?
为什么要拿一个这个就是来取收取这个奉献呢
？Well, if you're going to make something for people to see, you need something to make it with, so you have to collect gold.
所以因为你需要去做一个别人能看得见的东西，所以就是你就要去收集。
And that's exactly what he does. He takes the gold and he transforms it into a cow, and then says, "Here, these are your gods who brought you out of Egypt."
所以这就是他所做的，他收集了这些东西之后，然后做了一吨牛，然后就说啊，这就是带领你们出埃及的神。
So the third thing he does is, and well, tomorrow we're going to celebrate.
然后做完之后，他先说的就是啊，明天我们庆贺。
I want you to notice that Aaron didn't say anything that God didn't command Israel to do to worship him.
就我想让大家注意一下，就是亚伦所做的事情，其实没有一样是上帝未吩咐以色列人做过的。
Aaron asked for an offering. God told Moses to collect an offering.
亚伦要收奉献，神也让摩西去收奉献。
Aaron used the offering and made it into an idol. Moses was told to take the gold and the silver and make it into objects to help them worship God. Okay, so there's a difference.
但是有区别，亚伦是把这些奉献来的物品，然后做了一尊偶像，做了一个偶像出来。神让摩西去收集，是去做敬拜神的器具
，like the ark, the bread table, and all those things。
就像约柜啊，陈设饼的桌子呀。
And then after making the calf, Aaron tells them, "These are your gods." He declared it. These are your gods.
然后，所以做好这个牛犊之后，亚伦就宣告：“啊，这以色列，这就是把你们带出埃及的神明。”
God says many times, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt."
神说了很多次，我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。
And after the golden calf was made, what did they do? They celebrated. Well, God.Did the same with the people. They said, "Come up and have a meal with me."
然后他们做好金牛犊之后，然后就庆祝。但是神呢？神也邀请以色列的众领袖上山与他吃喝。
You see, I think Aaron wasn't trying to lead Israel astray to worship another god.
所以你看，我认为亚伦的本意不是去领导以色列去崇拜另外一个神。
But he was substituting the real God with a God that they could see.
但是他把真神替换成了一个百姓能够看得见的一个神。
There lies the problem.
但这就是问题所在。
We worship God on our own terms.
我们是在按照我们的条件去敬拜神。
Because we don't want to wait.
因为我们不愿意去等候。
The church had always faced the problem of an idol.
教会一直都要面对偶像的问题。
We have often turned things, good intention, turned things that supposedly we think are good into gods.
我们很多情况下会让一些好意的事情，但是呢，去把这个给变成就是，但是会让这个好意去使得去造神。
Now I'm not talking about those little gods that people have hidden in their homes, okay? Like they bow down in their bedrooms.
但我说的不是那些就是人放在家里的那些神，然后人们还对他们去敬拜。
I'm talking about the church as a whole. Throughout the history, the church had always faced certain idols.
我说的是历代历年历史以来， 教会所要面临的偶像。
Over the years, many pastors have agreed that these are the three.
这那就多年来众多牧者提出的是三大偶像。
A, B, and C.
就 A, B, C.
A, attendance.
A 是出席率。
B, building.
B 是教会的建筑物。
C, cash.
C 就是现金。
All of these things are supposedly good.
这些东西都是好的。
You want to people to have attendance to know Christ.
就你希望有出席率，因为你希望有更多的人去认识神。
You want a building where people can gather and worship God.
你想要一个建筑，一个建筑，所以人能进来去敬拜神。
And you want to have enough cash to pay for things.
然后你也希望有足够的现金去支付东西。
But oftentimes the church have mistakenly replaced God with these idols.
但是教会很多情况下会将这三样东西去替代真神。
Very simple reason.
一个很简单的道理。
You can see all those three things.
这三个你都可以看见。
You can see numbers.
你可以看见数据。
You can see the building.
你能这个楼你可以看见。
You can look at the bank and see how much money you got.
你可以看银行账户，然后看有多少钱。
These things we can touch, feel, see, taste, but oftentimes we replaced God with them.
这些东西都是看得见摸得着的，但是经常呢，我们就会把这些东西来替代真神。
The most difficult part is that we think, the most difficult part about this is we're using faith language to talk about them.
但是最不好的一点呢，就是我们还会经常用这种一些教会的词汇去来描述这些东西。
Aidan Wilson Tozer, one of the most famous Alliance pastors, only next to A.B. Simpson.
就陶硕，就或者是就宣教会当中仅次于宣信的著名牧者。
We are good friends.
我们是好朋友。
Tozer was a pastoring in Chicago in 1928 to 1959.
那陶硕呢是在1928年到59年这段时间在牧养芝加哥南部的宣教会。
Tozer was preaching, his preaching was so good that he was drawing so many people from the city to come listen to him.
那陶硕的讲道很好，所以吸引着全城的人都来听他讲道。
The church was growing really fast, attendance.
所以教会的人数增长得很快，所以就出席率。
And as the people started coming, there is also need for expanding the building.
所以说来的人数越来越多的话，那也需要扩建。
And so the church was thinking about this massive church building project.
所以教会就想着就弄一项大规模的建堂扩建工程。
But you need cash.
但是需要钱。
But they have, since they have numbers of people coming, they also now have cash.
但是呢，由于他们出席的人数很多，所以也有稳定的现金流。
So not many people said no to this building project.
所以没有很多人对这个扩张的这个提议说不。
The project took 10 years to complete.
然后这个项目呢是花了十年才完成。
It was finished in 1941.
在41年的时候建成。
The sanctuary could sit 800 people.
它这个礼堂可以容纳800人。
That's double the ones that we have.
就是比我们的是两倍。
They had 80 chairs on the stage for choir.
在这个舞台上的话，为诗班有80把椅子。
Beautiful light fixtures.
就很漂亮的灯具。
And it was before their time. We used to sit in these wooden pews, but they had these theater chairs.
然后呢，在他那个时候呢，很多人都是坐这种老式的橡木长椅，但是他们有这种软垫的这种座椅。
Imagine how comfortable it was to come to this church to worship.
对人能想象到来到这个教会去敬拜是多么舒服。
And Chicago summer is really hot, and so how do they cool the building? They didn't have air conditioning.
然后芝加哥的夏天很热，然后他们当时也没有这个空调，所以怎么降温呢
？They put giant ice blocks on the roof and they blow cold air into the sanctuary.
他们在屋顶上放上巨大的冰块，然后拿那个风扇把这个冷风吹下来。
And one of the most unique thing they ever did at the time.
然后他们做了一个就当时的一个创新
，was to put those glass at the back of the sanctuary，
就是在这个礼堂后面放上去那样的镜子。
Almost every church today have glass in the back room. Why？
今天那个今天几乎所有的教会都是在会在后面有这样的玻璃，为什么
？For moms with young kids，
这是给这个带着小孩子的母亲的。
Because they wanted moms to be able to take care of the kids, but also participate in worship, and so they built a glass in the back room so that moms and young kids can sit in the back while the kids are making noises, but they're not disturbing the rest of the sanctuary.
就为什么？因为他们想让带孩子的母亲也来敬拜，但是呢，就是不想让这个哭闹的小孩子去影响别人，所以就有这么一个房间，然后母亲就可以在里面。
They were way ahead of their time.
所以他们这个东西在那个时候是非常先进的。
You imagine the day that they spent a whole week dedicating the building to God.
就大家想，就是当时他们这个教会用了整整一星期做这个献堂礼拜。
Politicians, alliance leaders, people from other churches, they would all come and admire this beautiful building.
就像政客啊，宣道会的领袖啊，很多很多人都会来到这个建筑来去参观。
After the week of celebration was over, A.W. Tozer sat on the stage on Monday morning when nobody was around.
那献堂周结束后的周一早晨，陶氏就坐在这个舞台，然后一个人坐在这里。
He was reflecting on his success.
然后陶氏就想着他自己的成功。
A small town farm boy growing up in Philadelphia ended up in one of America's biggest cities and now have the biggest church, have the fanciest church ever.
就一位在农家长大的一位小孩，然后在费城长大，然后呢，现在到美国最大的城市，然后还有一个很人人都很羡慕的一个建筑。
And that's when the Holy Spirit convicted him.
然后这个时候圣灵就去审判他的骄傲。
It was in that moment where the Holy Spirit told him that you are worshiping idols.
这个时候圣灵就告诉他你在拜偶像。
Tozer got up from the stage.
就陶硕在他的这舞台上站起来。
Walked around the entire church.
然后在整个他这个整个教会当中转悠。
And rededicated every room back to God.
然后走遍每一个房间，然后把每一间房间都重新交还给神。
On that day, the church no longer was Tozer's idol.
就那一天，这教会不再是陶树的偶像。
Something changed in Tozer's heart that day.
那一天陶树的内心有了改变。
And a few years later.
几年之后
，He was taking a train ride from Chicago to Texas.
他在这个火车上从芝加哥前往德州。
A 10-hour ride.
这旅程大概十个小时。
God began to speak to him on that train.
在火车上，神开始对他说话。
He took out his book, paper and pen. He started writing.
他拿出纸笔，然后开始写。
And he couldn't stop writing.
然后他停不下来。
By the time the train pulled into Texas.
当这个火车到了德州时
，That book was written.
就那本书，叫《渴慕神》已经完成。
A book that I would say every Christian should read. There are Chinese versions of this.
这本书就是说建议每一位基督徒都要读的，然后也有中文版。
And then a few years later, he wrote God's Pursuit of Men.
就几年后，他又写了一本书叫《超然的经历》。
When we get rid of our idols,
当我们去剔除我们的偶像
，God begins to do amazing things.
神开始做非常伟大的事情。
Do you remember when God was mad and He was going to kill every Israelite and then start a new family with Moses?
大家想着当时这个金牛犊的时候，这个神非常的生气，说要灭掉以色列人，然后让这个摩西成为一个国度。
Think about it. That was a good deal for Moses.
那想想，这对摩西来说是个很好的一个交易。
Every annoying person in Israel will be gone, and he will be the new father of a nation.
就所有以色列那些烦人都会消失，然后他会成为一个国家的新的开一个国父，一位国父。
But what did Moses do?
但摩西怎么做的呢
？No.
说不。
You can't do that.
就你不能这么做
，because your name is at stake.
因为你的名是受到危机。
What would happen if you do that? The Egyptians will laugh at you.
就会发生什么？就如果你做了事情，然后埃及人会嘲笑。
You see, Moses didn't care about his own comfort.
所以说，我摩西不在乎自己的这个安逸。
He didn't have an idol in his heart.
他的内心当中没有偶像。
His God is the living God.
他的神是活神。
And he cared more about his name than his own.
他更在乎神的名，而不是自己的。
That's worship.
这才是敬拜。
It doesn't matter what we have today that we can see and feel and touch and taste.
我们现在拥有的、看得见、摸得着的东西不重要。
What matters is that we have given everything to God.
重要的是我们要将一切都归给神。
Jesus stood in our place.
基督站在我们的位置里。
When God was angry at us, Jesus stood between us and God.
当神对人愤怒时，基督站在神与罪人之间。
So that's why Paul says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. That is your true and proper act of worship."
所以保罗说，所以弟兄姐妹，我凭上帝的怜悯劝你们献上自己的身体做圣洁蒙上帝悦纳的活祭，你们应理当这样侍奉，你们不可追随世界的潮流，要随着思想的不断更新而改变，这样就能明辨上帝的旨意，知道什么是良善纯全蒙他悦纳的。
The only way ECAC will move forward is that if we get rid of all these idols.
就我们爱上华人向导会唯一能够前进的方式就是剔除这些偶像
and offer ourselves as a living sacrifice unto God.
并把我们作为活祭献上给神。
No number will ever define what success is.
没有任何一个数据能够指明什么是成功。
No fancy building will define our success. No cash will define our success.
同时一个不管多好的一个建筑或者多么多的现金也无法去表明我们的成功。
Everything we have, we offer to God.
我们所有的都要归给神。
Amen. Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, we in light of your mercy, we thank you. We thank you because you have mercy when you should have destroyed us all. But instead, you have mercy on us, and so now we offer everything, our whole lives,This entire church, every dollar in our bank account, every number that we have, it belongs to you. We worship you and you alone. This we pray in Jesus' name. And all of God's people say,
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢主任牧师，请大家起立，我们一同来唱回应诗《除你以外》。谁能带